Tillis will release the stablecoin yield draft this week, and both sides hate parts of it. Senator Tom Tillis told Politico he plans to release the stablecoin yield draft agreement this week, the latest attempt to break the lobbying standoff that has stalled the Clarity Act for months. The announcement landed as Bitcoin traded at $7,043.08, 4.5% over 24 hours as of April 14, 2026, and markets sat at 54 on the Fear and Greed Index. The core question is simple. Can crypto platforms pay you for holding stablecoins, or is that a bank's job? The answer per this draft is, it depends on what the payment is for. Passive yield is out. Activity rewards. Stay the Tillis also brooks. Compromise bans yield on passive stablecoin balances, meaning platforms cannot pay users simply for holding a dollar peg token. The draft language extends to any manner that is economically or functionally equivalent to bank interest, a clause designed to prevent structural workarounds. Activity-based rewards survive. Loyalty programs, promotional incentives, transaction-linked bonuses, and subscription perks remain permitted, provided they do not meet the economic equivalence standard for deposit-like returns. The SEC, CFTC, and Treasury would have 12 months after enactment to jointly define which reward structures qualify and to write anti-evasion rules. This distinction matters because it draws a line between Coinbase offering 4% APY on idle USDC, banned, and a crypto card issuer giving 2% back per swipe, funded with stablecoins, allowed. The former competes with savings accounts. The latter competes with Visa rewards programs. Why neither side is satisfied, banks pushed for this language because yield-bearing stablecoins threaten deposits. The American Bankers Association and community banking groups have argued for months that if Circle or Tether can offer 4-5% on idle balances, depositors will leave banks, and lending capacity will shrink. The White House Council of Economic Advisors undercut that argument on April 9th, publishing an analysis showing that eliminating stablecoin yield entirely would increase bank lending by just $2.1 billion, or 0.02%. The net welfare cost, $800 million. The cost-benefit ratio, 6.6 to 1 against the ban. Crypto firms have their own complaints. Industry leaders who reviewed earlier drafts flagged concerns that restrictions on balance tied and transaction amount linked rewards create practical obstacles for designing viable incentive programs. When both sides reviewed the text in closed door sessions in late March, no copies of the proposal were permitted. That same controlled room process is expected to repeat this week. The Clarity Act's four remaining hurdles. The yield question was the single biggest obstacle blocking the Clarity Act from reaching a banking committee markup. With Tillis publishing the draft text, the bill faces four sequential steps before it can become law. Banking committee markup, targeted for late April. Senate floor vote needs 60 votes requiring Democratic support. Reconciliation between the Senate Banking Committee version, the Agriculture Committee version, and the House bill passed in July 2025, presidential signature Senator Cynthia Lummis has warned that the Clarity Act dies with her Senate seat if it does not pass this spring. If the bill misses a floor vote by May, digital asset legislation likely stalls until after midterm elections. Unresolved issues beyond yield include DeFi provisions contested by Senate Democrats over illicit finance concerns, and ethics language about government officials profiting from personal crypto holdings. What this means for stablecoin card users. If the Clarity Act passes with this yield framework, the practical effects split along clear lines. Platforms like Coinbase, Nexo, and others that currently offer earn programs on stablecoin deposits would need to restructure or drop those products. Any return tied purely to holding a balance crosses the line. Crypto card issuers that offer cashback rewards on spending, transaction bonuses, or subscription perks would be unaffected. Their reward structures are activity-based by design. The 12-month rulemaking window means enforcement would not begin immediately, giving issuers time to adjust. But the direction is clear. Stablecoins can power payments and transactions, but they cannot quietly replace savings accounts.